This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Early this morning, U.S. senators moved swiftly in turning back Republican objections to Pennsylvania's electoral vote for Democrat President-elect Joe Biden. The Senate action comes hours after hundreds of pro-Trump protesters stormed the Capitol building, forcing lawmakers to seek shelter, interrupting the certification of Biden's Electoral College victory. Since the proceeding resumed, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to reject an objection to President-elect Biden's win in Arizona, joining the Senate in upholding the results of the election there. President Trump stirred up the protesters at a rally early Wednesday near the White House and later released a video on Twitter saying he loved them and urged them to go home, but not before his followers rushed the Capitol, many vandalizing the building. A woman was shot and killed, and three others died in an apparent medical emergency. Washington's mayor declared a 12-hour curfew, which ends at 6 a.m. this morning. Riot police arrived and moved demonstrators away from the Capitol. President-elect Joe Biden condemned the protesters storming the Capitol, calling their action an assault on the most sacred of America's undertakings, the doing of the people's business. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will be sworn into office on January the 20th. World leaders expressed shock and condemned the chaos in the Capitol as well. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson described the scenes at the U.S. Capitol as disgraceful. The Japanese government said Thursday it hoped the U.S. would overcome the turmoil caused by the angry supporters of President Trump. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Facebook and Twitter reportedly suspended President Trump from their platforms Wednesday after his supporters stormed the Capitol. Twitter locked Trump out of his account for 12 hours and said that future violations, including repeating falsehoods about the integrity of the presidential election by Trump, could result in a permanent suspension. Facebook and Instagram, which Facebook owns, followed up in the evening announcing that Trump wouldn't be able to post for 24 hours following two violations of its policies. White House did not immediately offer a response to those actions. On this day of historic chaos, make that Wednesday at the Capitol, the Democrats were securing a majority in the U.S. Senate. The Associated Press declared Democrat John Ossoff, the projected winner by defeating the incumbent Republican senator in his runoff race in the southern state of Georgia. He joins the Reverend Raphael Warnock, who was declared winner of his Senate race, also in Georgia, defeating another incumbent Republican Wednesday, giving their Democratic Party control of the U.S. Senate. Democrats already control the House of Representatives. Their victories give Democrats full control of Congress, ensuring that President-elect Biden and Democratic lawmakers can easily enact their legislative agenda as he takes office on January the 20th. President-elect Biden is tapping Merrick Garland, a federal appellate judge, court judge, with whom Republicans snubbed for a seat on the Supreme Court in 2016 as the Attorney General to lead the country's Justice Department in his new administration, according to aides to the president-elect. If confirmed by the Senate, Garland will immediately face one politically sensitive case, a current criminal tax investigation into Biden's son Hunter, as well as demands from some Democrats to pursue investigations into Trump's action as president after he leaves office in 2 weeks and is no longer immune from possible prosecution. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told Parliament Wednesday that the government had no choice but to return to a national lockdown, as health officials estimate that one in every 50 people in the nation have had COVID-19 in the last week. Johnson said the plan is for the lockdown to last until the end of March, but with a mid-February review. He said the lockdown is an effort to slow the spread of the virus while the country is accelerating its vaccination program. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, news on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, via remote, VOA News.